来把它读好。
Let us read these three verses together.
好，来，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my load is light.
我们感谢主，我们再给一点祷告。
We thank the Lord. We'll have a further word of prayer.
主，我们把这一点时间仰望在你的手中。
We commit this time before your hand.
我们也把你的话交在你自己的手里。
We also commit your word to thy hand.
因为你的话一解开就发出亮光。
Because when you release your word to us, it shines to us.
能够照亮我们前面的道路。
It can shine the path in front of us.
主，我们何等愿意做一个跟随你的人。
So how we desire to be people who follows after you.
因此我们需要知道跟随你的道路。
Therefore, we need to know the path that leads to you.
早晨吸引我们众人的心。
This morning, you may you attract our hearts.
让我们把我们的心都来归给你。
So that we may give you our hearts.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in thy precious name. Amen.
刚才我们读到马太福音11:28-30。
We just read Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30.
这是我们每一位弟兄姊妹都熟悉的一段圣经。
Again, this is a very familiar passage to all brothers and sisters.
许许多多的人都从这一段话语得到安慰。
Many people found comfort through these words.
早晨我们要再来仔细的思想这一段话。
But this morning, we want to consider these words once again.
因为神的话是经得起人的思考的。
And because God's words is worthy for men to consider again and again.
诗篇告诉我们，我们应当来昼夜来思想神的话。
And Psalm tells us that we need to meditate upon His word day and night.
当我们来思想神的话的时候。
And when we meditate upon His words.
我们越思想我们就得着越丰富。
The more we meditate, the richer these words become.
好像如果你在外面地上捡一片树叶。
It seems as if you have picked up a leaf outside.
你拿起来看一看觉得非常的美丽。
And you look at the leaf, you find it is beautiful.
如果你拿一个放大镜呢在放大镜的下面再看一看。
And if you take a magnifying glass and then you look at the leaf,
你又看到许多不同的东西。
Then you will find something new.
如果你再拿一个显微镜呢，再来看一下。
And if you put the same leaf under the microscope,
那又跟你在那个放大镜里面看的又不一样。
And what you will see is different than what you see under the magnifying glass.
如果你再拿一个更高倍数的那个显微镜来看的话。
And if you put it under a super microscope,
你所看的又不一样了。
And then what you will see is again different.
你越是用越高的那个显微镜来看
If you use a high power microscope to examine
你所看出来的就越加的丰富
And then the details will be more vivid
神所创造的那一小片树叶是没有穷尽的
And there is no end into the details of that little leaf which God has created
因此我们何等盼望我们众人常常都来思考主的话。
How we desire that all of us will often meditate upon God's word.
这三处圣经讲到两个安息。
And these three verses tells us rest two times.
28节告诉我们，劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Verse 28 says, Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
这是头一个安息。
That's the first rest.
29节说，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。这是第二个安息。
And verse 29 says, Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. This is the second rest.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省。
For my yoke is easy and my load is light.
这头一个安息和第二个安息是不一样的。
And there is a difference between the first rest and the second rest.
头一个安息是一个脱离以后的一个安息。
The first rest is a rest from coming out.
如果我们要得到第一个安息的话，我们要脱离一些事物。
If we want to obtain the first rest, we need to give up something.
这第二个安息不一样。
And the second rest is different.
如果你要得到第二个安息的话，你要进入一个事物。
If you want to obtain the second type of rest, you need to enter into something.
所以头一个安息是一个脱离的一个安息。
So the first type is out of.
第二个安息呢，乃是一个进入的安息。
And the second rest is enter into.
就好像我们弟兄刚才所说的，以色列人从埃及出来以后，他们就得到了头一个安息。
Just like our brother shared earlier, that Israelites, when they left Egypt, they have obtained the first rest.
因为他们脱离了那个埃及的劳苦和重担。
And because they left the burdens and the toils in Egypt.
但是圣经上说还有另一个安息。
But the Bible tells that there's yet another rest.
另外有一个安息为他们存留。
There is another rest hold on for them.
那个安息乃是进入迦南地以后的安息。
And this is the rest that they gain after they enter into the land of Canaan.
因此早晨我们要一同来思想这两个安息。
So this morning we would like to meditate upon these two types of rest.
我们要首先来思想这第一个安息。
We will look at the first one.
这里说凡劳苦担重担的人都可以到主耶稣这里来，这样就可以得安息。
Here it says all who are weary and heavy laden, and you can come to the Lord Jesus so that you may receive the rest.
这个呼召是对所有在劳苦担重担里面的人。
This calling is for all those who are weary and heavy laden.
今天有谁觉得自己没有劳苦的？
Today is there anyone among us feel that they do not haveThey are not weary.
没有重担。
But they don't have burden.
这样的人不需要到主耶稣那里去。
Because if you are those kind of people, you don't need to go to Jesus.
到主耶稣面前的来的人，是有劳苦有重担的人。
Those people who come to the Lord Jesus are people who are weary and heavy laden.
我们这个人有什么劳苦呢？
And what kind of weariness do we have?
我们人又有什么重担？
What kind of burdens do we have?
我思想了一下。
We will think about this.
我觉得我们人啊，有三方面的劳苦和重担。
I think men generally have three types of weariness and burden.
头一个劳苦啊。
The first type.
或者说头一个重担。
Or the first burden.
那是我们生活里面的重担。
Is the burden of life.
这个重担呢，那是在创世纪里面神就已经告诉我们。
And this is the burden which God has already told us in the book of Genesis.
当亚当犯罪以后，神就对他说。
After Adam has sinned, God told Adam.
他说你必终身劳苦。
That you will toil for all your days.
才能从地里得吃的。
So that you can find some food from the ground.
所以从亚当开始。
So ever since Adam.
所有的人都要终身劳苦。
Every one of us must toil.
不劳苦就不能从地里。
If you do not work hard, you will not eat bread.
这是头一方面的劳苦。
And this is the first type of burden.
今天我们活在一个国家是世界上的人所羡慕的一个国家。
Today we live in a country that is envy of all the nations.
许许多多的人都想到这个国家来做永久居民。
Everybody wants to come into this country to become the permanent resident.
因此现在要办这个移民的时间拖得非常非常的长。
And that's why right now it takes a long time to become a resident.
那所以在这个国家生活的人应该是没有劳苦的。
If that's the case, then the people who live in this country should not have weariness or burden.
应该是没有重担的。
They should not have any burdens.
要不然为什么那么多人都想来呢？
Otherwise, why so many people want to come here?
但是我观察一下呢，其实不是这样。
But by my observation, I find it not the same.
我去过世界上五个不同的州。
I have been to five continents.
我看过许许多的国家，他们人的生活。
And I have observed how people live in these five different continents.
我发现啊，在美国的人最劳苦。
I find the people in America work the hardest.
在美国的人重担最多。
And the people in the United States had the greatest burden.
但我想不通为什么那么多人都还要来这里劳苦。
Yet I cannot understand why people still want to come here and work.
很多人都很羡慕来美国背美国的重担。
Many people envy to come to the United States to carry the burdens of the United States.
其实在美国实在是很劳苦的。
But truly, in America, we work very hard.
我可以比较。
I can compare.
我可以比较在美国工作的人跟在别的地方工作的人在同一个公司工作的人。
I can compare the workers who work in America and work in other countries that work for the same company.
我就看同样在我们公司工作的人就好了。
I just need to look at the people who work in my company.
我们在美国的人是工作最辛苦的。
The American workers work the hardest.
别的地方的人都比我们舒服的。
And all the other people are more comfortable.
那在英国上班九点的。
If in England, they go to work at 9 o'clock.
那我们上班七点半的。
But we had to be in the office at 7:30.
那下班时间差不多的。
And we get off work about the same time.
他们还要喝茶。
They still have to have their tea time.
我们还不喝茶的。
We don't have a tea time.
不管你到哪一个国家去跟他们比一比。
No matter which country you go to and compare to them.
美国人都是最辛苦的。
Americans work the hardest.
那为什么呢？
Why?
美国人喜欢辛苦吗？
Is it because Americans like to work hard?
我想也不是啊。
I don't think so.
但是我们活在一个工资很高的国家。
But we live in a country with high-paying jobs.
因为你的工资很高。
Because you're paid with a great high salary.
所以你一定要做很多的事。
Then you must do a lot of work.
因此我们要劳苦。
Therefore we need to labor.
但是我们劳苦了以后，我们有没有享受我们劳苦的功效呢？
But after you labor, did you enjoy the fruit of your labor?
我想想也没有。
I don't think so.
我们的劳苦的结果到哪里去了呢？
Where is the result of our labor?
我最近很怕修车子啊。
Recently, I'm very fearful about repairing my cars.
每次送进去，一出来就三四百块。
Every time I send it to the repair shop, it comes out, I had to pay $300 or $400.
还为什么这么贵呢？
Why so expensive?
因为修车的工人的他的工资也很高。
Because the repairmen also have a high-paying job.
而且他也是活在这个劳苦的美国。
They also live in this America with heavy burden.
所以他的工资也很高。
And so he is also a high-paying mechanic.
所以为了要支持他的工资，所以我修车很贵的。
In order to support his salary, I need to pay a lot for my repairs.
还是戴那个隐形眼镜哈。
And then my kids wear these contact lenses.
不小心洗了破掉一块。
And when they clean it and then they broke the lens.
$120.
$120.
它为什么这么贵呢？
Why so expensive?
因为眼科医生呢，他也活在那劳苦的美国。
Because the optometrists also live in this America with heavy burden.
他的工资也很高啊。
So he also needs to be paid with great salary.
所以我的工资都给他们了。
And my salary all went to them.
那修车的工人我给他了。
I gave it to the mechanics.
眼科医生我给他了。
I gave my money to the optometrist.
所以到最后呢，大家都差不多了。
At the end, we're all even.
都很劳苦啊。
We all work very hard.
都过得都差不多的。
And we all enjoy about a similar
life. 在美国的生活不比在亚洲好到哪里去的。
The life in America is not much better than the life in Asia.
在亚洲的生活不比欧洲的生活好到哪里去的。
And the life in Asia is not better than the life in Europe.
其实有的时候还不如他们呢。
And sometimes it can compare to their lives.
我这个修车修一次的钱，在马来西亚可以雇一个人在家里帮忙一个月。
The money I pay for car repairmen, I could have hired a worker to work in my house for 1 month in Malaysia.
就我看我在马来西亚工作的那些同事们。
So I look at all my co-workers who worked in Malaysia.
他们家里面都有佣人的。
They all have servants in their house.
所以我们的生活还不如他们呢。
And so my life cannot be compared to theirs.
所以想想呢，不太划算。
And I consider it's not worthwhile.
这些劳苦呢，为的是什么？
What are these labors for?
因为这是在圣经里面已经告诉我们了。
The Bible has already told us.
无论你活在什么地方。
Wherever you live.
你必终身劳苦。
You must toil for all your life.
才能从地里得食。
So that you may find bread.
但是我们人还有另外一个劳苦。
The man has possessed another type of labor.
我们的生活里面还有另外一个劳苦。
We have another labor in our life.
创世纪说呢，那个地呢，还要长荆棘，还要长蒺藜。
Genesis tells us the ground give forth thistles and thorns.
我们人的生活里面有许多不可知的事情。
In our life, there are so many things that are unknown.
有许多我们人不能控制的事情。
There are so many events which man cannot control.
这些事情随时随刻都会发生在我们的身上。
At any moment, these things will come in our way.
这跟我们的劳苦是没有关系的。
This has nothing to do with our burden.
你就是再劳苦好了。
No matter how hard you work,
当这个荆棘长出来以后，
when the thorn or thistles sprouts,
你就没有办法得成果。
And then you cannot enjoy your fruit.
人不能控制这些事。
A man cannot control over these things.
我们不知道明天要发生在我们身上什么事情。
We don't know what will happen to our lives tomorrow.
对于发生的事，我们也没有答案。
And to the things that come in our way, we have no answer.
我们也不能够解释它。
We cannot explain these problems.
这是人生的一个重担。
This is another burden in man's life.
所以传道书就告诉我们。
And Ecclesiastes tells us.
他说人在日光之下。
Well, what does a man get?
劳碌内心在他一切的劳碌上得着什么呢?
Well, what does a man get in all his labor and in his striving for, with which he labors under the sun?
如果我们没有得到主耶稣的话,
If we have not gained Jesus Christ,
我们静下来想一想这一句话。
And we calm our heart and consider these words.
想人在这个日光之下劳碌内心
When men under, labor under the sun,
在他一切劳碌的上面他得着什么呢
In all his laboring, what does he gain?
如果我们来思考我们就真是发现我们没有得着什么
If we consider, then we will discover we have not gained anything.
这是生活的一个劳苦
This is yet another burden in our life.
这是生活的一个重担
And this is the labor of life.
但是主耶稣说
But Jesus says,
劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来
Come to me all who are weary and heavy laden
不是讲了解什么道理
It is not to understand certain teachings
也不是讲要什么样的行为
It is not to know what kind of work you must do
主耶稣说你到我这里来
Jesus said, come to me
我们到主这里来主就能够让我们得到安息
When we come to Jesus, we will find rest.
这是头一方面的劳苦和重担。
And this is the first rest.
这是生活的劳苦和重担。
And this is the burden of life.
你可能觉得这已经够多了哈。
You probably think this is already too much.
这是头一方面而已。
But this is only the first aspect.
我们还有第二方面的重担。
We still have the second type of burden.
这个重担大卫告诉我们，他说我的罪孽高过我的头啊。
David tells us that my iniquities are gone over my head.
如同重担叫我担当不起。
As a heavy burden, they weigh too much for me.
第二方面的重担就是我们的罪。
A second type of our burden is our sin.
罪是我们人生活里面的一个重担。
Sin is a great burden in our lives.
你知道不知道?
Do you know?
每一个罪都有重量的。
That there is a weight to every sin.
不管是什么样的罪
It doesn't matter what kind of sin.
每一个罪都有一个重量。
Every sin has a weight to it.
当这个罪在我们身上
When this sin is upon us,
就成为一个重量。
It becomes a great burden.
如果这个罪不解决的话
If you do not resolve the sin,
就成为我们一个担当不起的重量。
It becomes a burden which weighs too much for us.
我举一个例来说。
I give you one example.
比如嫉妒。
For example, jealousy.
如果你嫉妒一个人,
If you're jealous somebody,
你好不好受?
Is it easy for you to bear?
其实非常难受的。
It's very difficult.
嫉妒人的人啊, 比被嫉妒的人痛苦很多啊。
And the person who is jealous of others is in more pain than the person who you're jealous of.
你被人嫉妒你根本不知道。
And because the other person doesn't even know.
但是你嫉妒人的人呢、啊，非常的痛苦。
But you, as a jealous person, you are in great pain.
所以那个嫉妒的心在我们的身上成为我们的一个重担。
And the jealous heart becomes a great burden upon us.
在我读大学的时候
，When I was in college,
我有一个很好的朋友。
I have a very good friend.
不但是很好的朋友，也是组内的弟兄。
Not only we are good friends, we are also brothers in Christ.
但是有一个麻烦。
But there's a troubling spot.
他什么都比我好。
He is better than me in everything.
这个很麻烦啊。
This is very complicated.
我们是同班同学。
We are classmates.
所以我们每天呢都在一起的。
And so we're together every day.
这个人考试总是考得比我好。
And he always gets a better score on the exam.
这个人画图呢就画得比我漂亮。
Every time he draws something, it's more beautiful than mine.
我们画同样的东西。
We draw the same thing.
但他画出来的就这么漂亮。
But his picture is always more beautiful than mine.
我画出来的东西普普通通的。
And my pictures are very ordinary.
很不舒服的。
And it's very difficult to bear.
但是我感谢神。
But I thank the Lord.
神在那个时候教导我一件事。
At that time, the Lord taught me a lesson.
就是这个嫉妒这件事。
And it's about jealousy.
后来主就做了一件事。
Later on, God had done a work.
就让我呢学习在别人的面前来称赞我这个同学。
And he taught me to begin to praise about this friend of mine in front of other people.
不是在我这个同学的面前，而是在他的背后，在其他的人的面前来说他的优点。
Not to praise him in front of himself, but praise him behind his back.
当我这样做以后啊，里面就不再嫉妒他。
After I have done this, I no longer am jealous of him.
从此以后呢，这一件事情就不在我身上。
And ever since then, this jealousy heart doesn't bother me.
不但如此，好像我就不容易再嫉妒其他。
Not only that, it is not easy for me to be jealous of any other people.
如果有人比我好。
If someone is better than me,
我就称赞他。
Then I will praise him.
我就承认他比我好。
I will admit that he is better.
我就在人的面前说他的好。
And I will describe of his goodness before other people.
那个嫉妒的那个难处就不在我身上。
And this difficulty of jealousy no longer controls me.
就这个担子我不用再背了。
And I no longer had to bear the burden.
这个嫉妒担子我就从此以后不再背了。
I no longer had to bear the burden of jealousy.
弟兄姊妹，每一个罪都有一个担子。
But sisters, every sin has a burden.
如果今天你恨一个人
，If today you hate certain person,
哦，这个仇恨的担子比嫉妒的担子要大一倍。
And this burden of hatred is twice as big as the burden of jealousy.
如果你觉得嫉妒人很难受的话，你恨人更难受的。
If you felt that it's unbearable to be jealous of someone, it's even more so if you hate somebody.
如果你恨一个人很难受的话，你恨两个人更难受。
If you hate one person is bad, it's worse to hate two people.
你好像有两个大的重担。
Because you were carrying two great burdens.
如果你恨很多人的话呢
？If you hate many people,
你的日子就不要过了。
Then you cannot live a good life.
太劳苦了。
You are so heavy laden.
每一个罪都。
Because every sin has a weight.
连一个很小的罪都有担。
Even a small sin.
在一个地方明明说只能开20英里的地方。
In a place where you can only drive 20 miles an hour.
你就开这个30英里。
And you drive 30 miles an hour.
这是一个罪啊。
That's a sin.
结果你看到一个警察的车从那里开过。
And then you see a police car drive by.
你心里面就紧张。
And you begin to be nervous.
为什么会紧张？
Why are you nervous?
这是一个重担。
Because it's the weight of sin.
这是那个开三十英里的一个重担。
It is the burden of driving 30 in a 20 speed limit.
我开车看到警察，我从来没有重担。
In all my driving life, I never am nervous when I see a cop.
我看到警察，我很高兴啊。
Every time I see a cop, I'm very happy.
警察维持这个治安啊。
And because they will keep the orders.
所以我看到警察，我心里面很喜乐。
So when I see the police car, I'm always happy.
那你为什么看到警察心里很担忧？
Then why are you mad when you are afraid when you see a police car?
因为你有罪啊。
Because you have sin.
你开的那个三十英里，那是一个罪啊。
You're driving 30 in a 20 speed limit.
连这样的一个罪都有重担。
Even this kind of sin has its weight.
每一个罪都有重担。
Because every sin has a weight.
我告诉你一个罪，它的重担是最重的。
I will tell you a sin that was the greatest weight.
所以你千万要小心。
So you need to be extra careful.
别的有一些事情还比较小。
Some other things are small matters.
这个担子太重。
This burden is too great.
是我们担当不起的。
This is something which we cannot carry.
是我们没有办法来承担。
This is something that is way over too much for us.
这就是奸淫的罪。
and that is the sin of adultery.
奸淫的罪，但是很重很重。
The burden for the sin of adultery is very great.
如果你不认识这样子。
If you do not know and understand this,
你千万要远离这个罪。
You need to flee away from this sin.
因为箴言告诉我们啊。
Because Proverbs tells us.
他说这个罪像什么呢？
And what is the sin like?
像你在怀里面揣火一样。
This sin is like snatching a fire in your bosom.
你喜不喜欢在你的怀里面弄一团火在那里啊？
Do you want to take some fire in your bosom?
你能够在这里坐得住吗？如果你的怀里面有一团火在那里。
Can you sit still here if you have fire in your bosom?
好像你在火炭上来走路啊。
And this is like walking on hot coals.
一个犯奸淫的人的罪的人，他每一天的生活就在火炭上走，你知道吗？
A person who fell into the sin of adultery are one who walks on hot coals every day.
他每天的生活，他的怀里面是揣火的，你知道吗？
In his everyday life, he has fire in his bosom.
所以因此，我们要逃避这样的事。
Therefore, we must escape from these kind of things. We need to flee away from this.
要以这样的事为可怕。
We need to see the evilness of this.
每一个罪都有重量。
Every sin has a weight.
因此，当我们这个罪没有解决的问题的时候
，And when we have yet to resolve our sins,
我们就成为一个劳苦担重的人。
We are people who are weary and heavy laden.
当一个人的罪不能够解决。
When a man cannot resolve his sin,
摩西就告诉我们,
Moses tells us,
他度尽那个一生的这个年岁, 到最后就像一生叹息。
And that we have been consumed by his anger, and by that wrath, we have been dismayed.
如果你的罪没有解决的话,
If you have not resolved your sin,
有一天你走到人生的尽头,
One day you come to the end of life,
你往回一看你这一生,
And you turn back and look at your life,
你说不过就是一声叹息就是。
He said it's nothing but a sigh.
你愿不愿意你的一生是一声叹息
？Do you want your life to be equal to a sigh?
如果你不愿意的话
，If you do not want that，
你要到耶稣那里去。
You must come to Jesus.
因为只有耶稣能够让我们解决这个罪的重担的问题。
Because only Jesus can resolve the sin.
我一想这已经很痛苦了啊。
You say this is already too painful.
我这是第二方面而已、啊、
But this is only the second type of burden.
还有一方面我还没有讲。
I have not yet gone to the third type.
一个是我们生活的重担。
The first is the burden of our life.
一个是我们罪的那个重担。
The second is the burden of sin.
我们还有一个重担。
We have yet another burden.
这个重担叫什么重担呢？
What is it?
那个保罗告诉我们的。
Paul tells us.
他说立志为善，由得我。
It is my will to do good.
但是行出来由不得我。
And yet I cannot act out.
弟兄姊妹，你同意不同意这句话？
Francis, do you agree to this?
我们都觉得这个保罗说到我们心里面去了，对吧？
We all felt that Paul has spoken these words into our hearts.
保罗这句话写得太好了。
And Paul's word is so good.
立志为善，由得我。
And I can will to do good.
这是行出来由不得我。
Yet I cannot do the good I will.
我所愿意的善我倒不做。
And the good that I want to do, I do not do.
比如说像早晨起来读圣经啦。
For example, to get up early to read the Bible.
这个是我们都愿意的。
This is something we all want to do.
我反不做。
Yet I do not do.
我所不愿意的恶。
And the evil I do not wish to do.
像是跟太太吵架啦。
For example, like arguing with your wife,
像是跟先生吵架啦。
Or arguing with your husband,
那我倒去做。
And that I do.
所以保罗说我苦啊。
Paul says how bitter I am.
这真是苦啊。
It is truly in bitterness.
这是什么苦呢？
And what kind of bitterness is that?
因为我们想要靠我们的肉身来满足神。
Because we want to use our flesh to satisfy God.
我们想要用我们的行为来讨神的喜悦。
We want to use our actions to please God.
这叫做律法。
This is what it means, the law.
如果今天我们立志要做一件好事。
If today we want to do good.
我们要按照我们能不能做那件事来审判我们。
And we want to be judged according to whether or not we can do this good.
那这件事不管多好。
Then no matter how good this thing is,
那这件事对我来讲就是律法。
And this thing becomes a law in my life.
这个律法在我身上就有一个重担。
And this law gives me a burden in my life.
如果你今天说从今天开始，我就不跟我太太吵架了。
If you made up your mind today, it says from today on, I will not fight and argue with my wife.
你把它写在你的笔记本上，我不跟我太太吵架了。
You write that in your journal and says I will no longer fight with my wife.
如果你靠着你的肉体的力量去遵行这件事。
And by your flesh, you try to obey this thing.
这句话在你身上就像一个律法一样。
And then this commitment will become a law in your life.
我们人都晓得。
We all know this.
我们立志为善是由得我。
And the good that I wish to do is up to us.
但是行出来是由不得我们。
But what my action will be is not according to me.
因为我们肉体当中没有良善。
Because in my flesh there is no goodness.
如果我们还不承认这件事的话，
If we do not admit this,
我们就还要继续背这个重担。
Then we will continue to carry this burden.
直到有一天我们在主的面前真是看见，在我的里面真是没有良善。
Until one day that by the grace of God we truly see that there is no good in me.
主就把他的良善放在我们的里面。
Then God will put His goodness in us.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
在我们这么多的重担的里面。
That among all these burdens we have.
主耶稣告诉我们说，你可以到我这里来。
Jesus says, you can come to me.
到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, and I will give you rest.
当主耶稣在以赛亚书，借着以赛亚在以赛亚书里面也写到这样的话。
And God also wrote these words in Isaiah.
以赛亚书里面他就说，你们所有干渴的人都当就近水来。
All those who thirst, come to me.
他说没有银钱的人也可以。
All those who have money, no money, you can still come.
你们都来买了吃，不用银钱，不用价值，也来买酒和奶。
And all you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk, without money and without cost.
为什么以赛亚书说要买呢？
Why did the book of Isaiah says we need to buy?
然后又说不用钱。
And then it says it doesn't cost money.
这不是很矛盾吗？
Isn't this very contradictory?
你如果不用银钱，你就说送好了吗？
If you don't need money, then you just say this is a gift.
你又不要银钱，那你要他来买。
You don't need money, yet you want us to come and buy.
那是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
那意思说这个东西还是有价值的。
It tells us that this thing that you are purchasing still has a value.
这个东西是贵重的。
And this something you're buying is precious.
是你和我都买不起的。
It is something that you and I cannot afford.
因为你我都买不起。
And because we cannot afford it,
所以神就替我们买了。
And so God purchased it for us.
神就让他的儿子为我们出了那个代价，替我们买了。
God asked His Son to pay the price so that He can buy for us.
因为只有神买得起。
Only God can afford a gift.
所以只有他那里，他买得去了。
And so He can buy these things.
因此今天我们要得着的话，我们只有到主耶稣那里去。
So today if we want to get it, we have to go to Him.
因为只有他能够付得起那个代价。
Because only He is able to pay the price.
今天我们在生活里面有许许多多的难处。
Today we have so many difficulties in our lives.
但是其实最重要的乃是我们身上有许多的罪。
But the important thing is because we have so many sins in our life.
而这些罪不但成为我们的一个重担。
And this sin not only become our burden.
这个罪在我们身上好像我们欠了债一样。
And this sin causes us to feel like we are always in debt.
而这个债是我们所还不起的。
And again, this is a debt which we can never pay up.
我们需要有一个人替我们还债。
We need someone who can pay for our debt.
而这个人就是主耶稣。
And this person is Jesus Christ.
如果你想把那个债还掉的话，
If you want to pay up all your debt,
你要到主耶稣的面前。
You must come to Jesus.
他替你把那个债还掉。
Because He will pay off your debt.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是讲到一个道理上的事情。
Brother and sister, this is not something doctrinal.
这是讲到你愿不愿意来的问题。
This is an issue of whether or not you're willing to come.
这不是你思想上的一件事。
It is not something of a mind matter.
而是你的心里面一个决定。
But it's a decision of your heart.
你敢不敢觉得那个罪在你的身上是一个 是一个重担。
Do you feel the weight of sin upon your heart?
你觉不觉得好像欠债一样？
Do you feel like you're always in debt?
如果你想把这个事情解决的话，
If you want to resolve this issue,
你就必须要到耶稣的面前来。
You must come before Jesus.
也许我们的身上的重担不是罪的重担。
Maybe the burden upon in your heart is not a burden of sin.
也许我们已经蒙恩得救了。
Maybe you have been saved for a long time.
我们已经享受神的恩典。
And you have enjoyed God's grace.
神已经把我们罪的重担都拿去了。
He has removed all the burden of sin upon you.
这是我们身上有律法的重担。
But we have the burden of the law.
我们常常觉得我们要做的事我们做不到。
We always feel that the things we want to do, we cannot do it.
我们怎么办呢？
Then what do we do?
你要来到主耶稣那里去。
You must come before Jesus.
别的地方都没有用的。
You should not go to any other place.
你要需要到主耶稣那里去。
Just come to Jesus.
到主的面前承认一件事。
Come before his face and confess one thing.
我的肉体里面没有良善。
That there is no goodness in my flesh.
这是我们得胜的头一个关口。
And this is the first key point of how we can become an overcomer.
基督徒得胜的生活不是说我这个人很坚强。
A victorious Christian life does not mean that I am a strong person.
你要过那个得胜的关口。
You need to go through the turning point of victory.
头一件事就要承认我的里面是没有良善。
And the first one is to admit there is no goodness in my flesh.
这样我们就有希望了。
Now we have hope.
然后我们就要求说，主是你，是你，是你的生命。
Then we will ask the Lord and say, Lord, it is you, it is your life.
是你来做。
It is you that do.
如果我们在心里面有嫉妒人的事情。
If we have any jealousies in our heart.
我们只能到主耶稣那里去。
We can only come to Jesus.
你不要到人那里去。
Don't go to men.
人不能解决你心里的嫉妒的问题。
Because other people cannot resolve the jealousy problem in your
heart. 你到主的面前，你说主，我不能。
You come before Jesus and says, Lord, I'm unable. It is impossible for me not to be jealous of other people. And because this is my life, come and work in me. Come and help. Then the Lord will do. He will place his life in you.So that you can live a life without jealousy.
如果我们没有这个律法的重担，
If we do not have the burden of the law,
我们没有这个罪的重担，
We don't have the burden of sin.
我们就发现神实在是爱了我们。
We discover the Lord indeed loved us.
神就能够把他的爱充满在我们的里面。
Because he can fill our hearts with his love.
我们就发现父是何等的。
We discover how loving kind is our Father.
是我们得称为神的儿女。
That we can be called the children of God.
我们也正是他的儿女。
And we are indeed His children.
如果我们是神的儿女。
If we are the child of God.
如果我们真相信我们是神的儿女。
If we truly believe that we are His children.
难道神不会照顾我们生活的需要吗？
Will He not also care for our life?
如果这个神能够把一片树叶照着这样的形。
If a God who can design, who can put such intricate design into a leaf,
如果生虫的脚照得这么奇妙，
If a God who can design the leg of insect so wonderfully,
他难道不能够照顾他的儿女生活的需要吗？
Will he not able to care for the need of his children?
当我们这样的思想，
When we meditate this way,
我们就不再活在生活的压力。
Then we will no longer living under the pressure of life.
不是说我们不劳苦。
It doesn't mean that we will not work anymore.
我们人劳苦是命定的。
And we're destined to work.
但是我们不在生活的压力之下。
But we're no longer living under the pressure of life.
我们里面有充满了那个喜乐和平安。
Because we will have peace and joy that fills our heart.
在圣经里面，那个来是一个现在时。
In the Bible, this word come is a present tense.
什么时候来？
When do you come?
现在。
It is now.
不是明天。
Not tomorrow.
不是下个礼拜。
Not next week.
也不是2004年。
Not year 2004.
不是2005。
Or 2005.
你要来到主耶稣的面前就是现在。
You want to come to Jesus, it is now.
如果你觉得你有重担。
If you feel that you have burden.
你愿意这个重担能够解脱。
And you want to be released from this burden.
那个时间就是现在。
The time is now.
现在就是那个时间。
Now is the time.
我们讲第二个安息。
We will talk about the second rest.
第二个安息，和第一个安息是不一样的。
And the second rest is different than the first rest.
第一个安息是神的礼物。
And the first rest is God's present.
所以凡到神面前来的人，他就使他们得安息。
So whoever comes to God, he will give them rest.
但是这第二个安息是隐藏的。
And but the second rest is hidden.
在原文里面呢，那个他是说你们就必找到那个安息。
Because here it tells us that you will find, you shall find rest.
所以第二个安息是要我们来寻找到的。
And so the second rest is something that you need to seek and find.
这个第二个安息是有一点隐藏的。
It is a bit hidden.
头一个安息是让我们把这个世上的这些重担和我们个人身上的重担脱去。
And the first rest causes us to be removed from all the burden of this world and life.
但是第二个安息乃是我们进入主的。
But the second rest is when we enter into God's yoke.
而这一件事是隐藏的。
And this thing is hidden.
不是每一个人都那么明白的看见。
It's not that everyone will see this clearly.
所以找到的人就少。
And therefore not many people found this rest.
我们很需要得到这个进一步的这个安息。
We truly need this second step of rest.
因为你知道，人如果得了第一个安息而没有得到第二个安息，那个情况并不太好。
And because if you know that a person who only found the first rest and not the second rest, his condition is not too good.
以色列人得到第一个安息，没有得到第二个安息之前，他们是在旷野漂流的日子。
And before the Israelites found the second rest, after the Israelites found the first rest, and before they found the second rest, they lived in the wilderness.
这常常就能够描述我们的生活。
And this often describes.This often is a good description of our life.
一方面我们有一个安息。
On one hand, we are enjoying a type of rest.
法老不再成为我们的一个压力。
And because Pharaoh no longer becomes a pressure in our life.
但是我们感觉我们的生活好像飘来飘去。
But we still feel that we are wandering around in our life.
从前去过的地方，过两年又到。
And the places you visit 2 years ago, and you come back to the same place.
我们属灵的经历也是这样。
And this is a description of our spiritual experience.
以前已经学过的功课，现在反过来又再学一遍。
And a lesson which you learned before, now you come back to relearn this lesson.
从前怎么样失败，今天仍然是这样失败。
And formerly you failed the lesson, you come back today, you still failed the lesson.
因为我们没有进入那个第二个。
Because we have not yet entered into the second rest.
这第二个安息是什么？
What is the second rest?
从一方面来说，
From one aspect,
这个第二个安息乃是指侍奉里面的安息。
This is the rest found in ministry.
每一个蒙恩得救的人，
Every believer,
必须要起来侍奉。
They need to rise up to serve God.
因为这个安息和侍奉有一个直接的关系。
Because there is a direct relationship between serving God and rest.
因为我们是一个身体上的一个肢体。
We are a member in a body.
所以我们每一个人都是身体上的一个肢体。
Each one of us is a member of a body.
你就想想你的身体好了。
You just think about your own body.
今天我们身上有很多的肢体。
Today we have many members in our body.
有没有哪一个肢体是不侍奉的？
Is there any members in your body that doesn't work?
如果今天我身上有一个肢体不侍奉我的话，
If there's a body, a member in my body that is not functioning,
那我就没有安息了。
Then I don't have rest.
是不是这样？
Isn't that so?
一个肢体如果在那个身体里面它不侍奉的话，
If there's a member that doesn't work and serve the body,
那是一个很严重的一件事。
That's a very serious matter.
是不是？
Isn't that so?
这会让你送医院的。
You have to go to the hospital for that.
那个肢体不发生功用。
Because that member is not serving the body.
非要把你送医院不可。
You must go to the hospital.
只等到那个肢体发生功用，你才可以回家的。
Until the member restore its function, then you can be sent home.
因此，今天如果我们经蒙恩得救了。
So if today we are saved,
我们已经受浸归入主的名下。
We are baptized unto the name of the Father and Son, the Holy Spirit.
如果你在教会里面没有侍奉的话，
and yet you have no service in the church.
这是一件严重的事。
This is a serious matter.
那有问题的。
Something is wrong.
这个侍奉和安息有一个直接的关系。
Because there is a direct relationship between serving God and rest.
所以当摩西要出去侍奉的时候，
When Moses wants to serve God,
主就跟他讲了这么一句话。
And God told him this.
他说我必亲自与你同去。
I will go with you.
然后使你得安息。
So that you will have rest.
一个人在侍奉里面能够得到那个更深的安息。
A person will find the deeper rest in serving God.
因此实在是盼望我们众弟兄姊妹都能够看见这件事。
I truly hope that all brothers and sisters will see this matter.
让我们起来成为一个发生共用的肢体。
So that we can rise up to be a functioning member.
今天是我今年最后一次跟弟兄姊妹交通。
And today is my last time, in this year to share with brothers and sisters.
这下次跟弟兄姊妹交通就2004年了。
And next time I will be up here to fellowship with you will be year 2004.
我心里面就有这样的一个负担。
And I have this burden in my heart.
我盼望每一位弟兄姊妹。
I hope that every brother and sisters.
只要你是受浸归入主的名下。
As long as you have been baptized into the name of Jesus Christ.
在2004年开始，你都成为一个侍奉者。
That in the beginning of year 2004, you will become a servant of God.
你要在神的身体上发现你的功用。
And you will discover your function in God's body.
这是我心里面的一个。
And this is my burden.
请弟兄姊妹为这件事情祷告。
I also
侍奉当中才能够学他的样式。
Because it's only in the midst of serving Him we can learn of Him.
我们常常喜欢唱一首诗歌，主我愿像你。
We always like to sing to Him, Lord, more to be like Thee.
这是非常好的诗歌，我们唱的也非常好。
It's a great hymn, and we rejoice as we sing.
但唱那首诗歌不能让我们降级。
But just by singing that hymn will not cause us to be more like Him.
我们人怎么能够慢慢降级呢？
How can we be more like Him?
也是在侍奉的当中。
It is only through service.
因为我们侍奉，我们如果要侍奉的话，我们就要学主的样式。
Because if we want to serve Him, we need to learn of Him.
我们若不学主的样式，我们是不可能侍奉他的。
If we do not learn of Him, then it's impossible for us to serve.
主是怎么样式呢？
What is the Lord like?
他说他的样式是柔和谦卑。
He said He is gentle and humble.
这是我们在侍奉里面要学习的。
And this is something we learn through serving Him.
当我们在侍奉里面学到这个柔和和谦卑以后，
When we learn to be gentle and humble through service,
我们就能够经历那个第二个安息。
Then we can experience the second rest.
因为我们学到基督，我们就得着了基督。
Because when we learn of Him, we have gained of Him.
什么叫这个柔和？
What does it mean to be gentle?
以我的身体为例子好了。
I use my body as an example.
我身上有一个肢体叫做胃。
I have a member in my body called the stomach.
那我身上还有一个肢体叫嘴。
Another member in my body called mouth.
我这个嘴呢，吃东西呢，就进到胃的里面。
And this mouth will eat food and enter into the stomach.
不管我这个嘴吃什么呢，那个胃呢就接受。
It doesn't matter what I take in through my mouth, the stomach always accepts.
这个嘴爱吃什么呢，那胃就吸收什么。
Whatever the mouth likes to eat, the stomach will have to absorb.
那个胃从来没有意见。
The stomach never has an opinion.
他不会说这个东西我不喜欢，挡住。
He can't say, I don't like this, and reject it.
他就接受。
He has to take in everything.
这是一个柔和。
This is gentleness.
有时候我这个嘴不小心吃错东西。
And sometimes I ate the wrong thing.
那个胃就不舒服。
And the stomach felt very uncomfortable.
但是那个胃呢，也没有抱怨那个嘴。
And then the stomach cannot complain.
他也不会说下次我不接受了。
He cannot say next time I'm not going to take it.
下不为例。
No more next time.
如果你下次还是吃错了，他还接受。
If you still ate the wrong food next time, it will still take it.
虽然会让他不舒服呢，但他还是接受。
Even though it caused discomfort, but the stomach still received.
这叫柔和。
That is gentleness.
我们在侍奉里面常常不柔和的。
In our service, oftentimes we're not gentle.
我们如果不侍奉，我们就不知道自己不柔和。
If you do not serve God, you will never discover that you are not a gentle person.
我们觉得我们是世上最柔和的一个人。
You will always think that you're the most gentle person in the world.
你一在弟兄姊妹当中侍奉。
But as soon as you serve among the brothers and sisters,
你发现自己何等不柔和。
You discover that you're not gentle at all.
如果人家晚来了。
If someone comes late,
里面就不高兴。
And you feel unhappy.
为什么晚来？
Why are you late?
你小孩不比我多。
And you don't have more kids than I do.
我能来，你怎么不能来？
If I can come, how come you cannot come?
不柔和的。
You're not gentle.
早晨在波比的聚会的时候。
In the morning during the tables meeting.
今天诗歌有点乱。
And today the psalms, the selection of song was a little bit out of order.
我里面就有点不柔和。
And then I don't have that gentle feeling in my heart.
就有点啊，有点不舒服。
I felt some discomfort.
就直接用我。自己的话来对我说。
And the Lord spoke to me through my own words.
柔和谦卑。
Gentle and humble.
诗歌乱也是要柔和。
Even the songs are out of orders, you still need to be gentle and humble.
诗歌选得好，当然要柔和。
If you select all the songs very well, of course you're gentle and humble.
我们这个人是不柔和的一个人。
We are people who are very, who are not gentle.
但是在侍奉里面，我们才看见自己不柔和。
But it's only in the midst of service we will discover that you are not gentle.
我们才能够来学主的样式。
Then we're able to come and learn of Him.
我们有的时候，那个牙齿会咬到舌头。
And sometimes our teeth will bite our tongue.
我们都有这个经验。
We all have this experience.
那下次那个舌头还帮不帮忙呢？
And next time, will the tongue still help?
你咬到舌头以后，你的舌头下次吃饭还帮不帮忙呢？
If you accidentally bit your tongue, next time when you eat, will the tongue still help?
它还是帮忙，对吗？
The tongue still helps.
它仍然是帮你的忙。
It still helps the mouth.
这叫柔和。
This is gentleness.
我们侍奉主就是这样。
And this is how we serve God.
有的时候我们被人家咬到的。
Sometimes people would accidentally bite us.
不小心的吗？
It's accident.
你自己都会咬到自己的。
Because you can even bite yourself.
何况是别人呢？
And not to mention about other people.
我们要像舌头那样。
Then we need to act like the tongue.
柔和嘛。
To be gentle.
不需要怎么样嘛。
You don't need to react.
大家都是为同一个目的嘛。
We're all for the same purpose.
对，牙齿也不是为他自己。
The teeth is not for the teeth itself.
它是咬的是为它自己嘛。
The teeth is grinding not for itself.
你舌头也不是为你自己嘛。
And the tongue is not functioning for itself.
大家都是为着主。
Everybody is for the Lord.
柔和一点。
So be gentle.
我最近脖子不太好。
Recently, I have a crank in my neck.
对呀，不太能转。
I cannot really turn my head.
那我就对它很柔和了。
So I become very gentle to my neck.
我就这样转了啊。
So I will turn the whole body.
我让它少转一点啊。
And to relieve the burden of the neck.
腰多转一点嘛，对不对？
I use my waist instead.
平常倒车的时候，完全是用脖子的转。
In normal times when I back up the car, I just turn my neck.
但是脖子不好呢，我腰就多花一点功夫，腰转一点也可以啊。
Now my neck is not feeling well, so I just have to use the whole upper body.
你不要勉强它转嘛。
Don't just force your neck to do the work. This is serving.
弟兄姊妹有软弱的时候。
When brothers and sisters experience weakness.
那该他洗碗他不来今天。
Today is his turn to wash dishes and he didn't come.
该他扫地他也不来啊。
It's his turn to vacuum, he didn't come.
他还是负责的。
And he is responsible for the cleaning.
今天该他在 nursery 他没有来耶。
And today is her turn to do nursery and she didn't come.
好像大不了。
It seems like this is a great matter. Don't worry.
他有一点懒惰。
They have some weakness.
我们腰就多做一点。
So the waist would take more work.
过两天他就会好的。
After 2 days, the neck will heal.
他好了以后他又可以服侍。
And after the neck heals, it can perform its function again.
这叫柔和。
This is gentleness.
我们不服侍，哪里来学的这些柔和？
If we do not serve God, how can we learn the lesson of gentleness?
谦卑，还有谦卑。
And then there's the lesson of being humble.
我在这里跟弟兄姊妹交通。
I stand here to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
你们看到我的手啊。
You see my hand.
你看不到我的脚啊。
You cannot see my legs, my feet.
但是脚很重要的。
But my feet are very important.
要是不是脚在这里站着的话，我怎么能够在这里交通呢？
If the feet is not performing this function, how can I stand here, to fellowship?
但是你们看不到我的脚。
But you cannot see the feet.
我脚也没有抱怨。
My feet did not complain.
他有没有难过？
He did not feel any discomfort.
他知道他的脚。
Because he knows he's the feet.
他的功用是脚的功用。
And the function is the function for feet.
他不在乎人有没有看见。
It doesn't matter if man can see him or not.
人看得见看不见那个脚他是没有那个知觉的。
And the feet doesn't even realize that people do not see him.
这叫做谦卑。
This is humbleness.
今天我们在主的面前我们侍奉要不要人看见？
Today as we serve before God, do we want other people to see us?
人看见和人看不见对我们重要不重要？
Whether man sees our service or not, is it important?
需不需要人来称赞我？
Do we need people to come and praise us?
我们如果不注重自己的荣耀，这就叫做谦卑。
If we do not regard our own glory, this is humbleness.
而这种谦卑就在侍奉里面才能够学到。
And this again is the humbleness that only can be learned from serving God.
弟兄姊妹，这就是主要我们来学侍奉他的原因。
Friends, sisters, this is the reason why God wants us to serve Him.
在侍奉里面，我们才发现我们需要学他的样式。
Only in the midst of serving Him, we will learn of Him.
还有一方面的意思。
There's another meaning.
这个轭，这个主的轭。
And this is the yoke of God.
这个主的轭呢，就是背十字架的意思。
And take up His yoke is to take up the cross.
什么叫做背？
What does it mean to take up the cross?
我们常常听到人讲要背十字架。
We often hear people mention about taking up your cross.
而这个到底什么意思？
What does that mean?
我想保罗在腓立比书讲的最好。
I think Paul puts very well in Philippians.
他说使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death.
并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
In order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
这叫做背十字架。
This is what it means to carry the cross.
背十字架，简单的说就是效法基督的死。
Take up the cross is to be in fellowship of his suffering.
怎么样来效法基督的死？
How do we have fellowship with his suffering?
今天我们不可能在这个物质的这个境界里面来效法基督的死。
Today we cannot be conformed to his death in our daily life.
在物质的世界。
Oh, in the materials world.
但是今天我们能够效法他的。
But today we can learn of his death.
我们如何来效法他的死？
And how are we being conformed to his death?
就是在凡事上学习不照我的意思。
We are learning to do all things not according to my will.
只要照神的意思。
But only according to his will.
这个叫做效法他。
This is what it means to be conformed to his death.
我们的人最大的难处啊，就是我们有很多自己的意思。
Our greatest problem in our life is that we always have opinions.
不管什么样的事情，我们都有自己的意见。
It doesn't matter in what situations, we always have our own opinions.
我们搬家以后呢，我们要决定买什么样的那个 shower curtain.
After we moved our house, we had to decide what shower curtains to buy.
每个孩子都有他的意见。
Every child in the family has their opinion about which curtain to buy.
他一定要买这个蓝色的。
This one has to buy the blue one.
那个一定要绿色。
And the other one said green one.
所以这个买东西是非常的难。
It is very difficult to buy anything.
因为每一个人啊都有自己。
Because each one of them has their own opinion.
什么叫做背十字架？
What does it mean to carry the cross?
背十字架就是不要照我的意思。
Carry the cross means not my will.
那是要照主的意思。
But your will, Lord.
这叫做背十字架。
This is what it means to carry the cross.
这个不照我的意思就是说我死了。
Not according to my will means I am dead.
一个人在地上如果没有自己的意见啊，别人就说你这好像死人一样。
If you are a person who lives in this world without any opinion, people will say you're like a dead man. Because a dead man has no opinions.
主耶稣在地上就没有自己的意见。
Jesus does not have his opinions when he lived on earth.
因为他说只凭着自己不能做什么。
Because he says the Son cannot do anything according to himself.
他是神啊。
He is God.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他说他凭着自己不能做什么。
Yet he says he cannot do anything according to himself.
如果神的儿子耶稣基督不能做什么，你我怎么能够做什么？
If the Son of God, Jesus Christ, cannot do anything according to himself, then how can we do things according to ourselves?
难怪我们有很多的问题。
No wonder we have so many problems.
因为我们凭着自己的意思做了许许多多的事。
Because we have done so many things according to our own wills.
如果我们要背那个恶的话。
If we want to take up the yoke,
我们就要学习不照我的意思。
We need to learn not according to my will.
下一次你弟兄跟你商量事情的时候。
Next time a brother share with you on something.
你说不要照我的意思。
He says, not according to my will.
把他吓死了。
You will scare him to death.
他不知道发生什么事情了。
Because he won't know what happened.
你这样学习。
If you learn this way.
家里面一定很和睦。
And you will find harmony and peace at home.
不要说我的意思。
Not according to my will.
然后你再加一句，看看主的意思是什么。
Then you add the next sentence. Let's see what God wants.
除了就这样的学习哈。
We need to learn this lesson at home.
这叫做天天背起他的。
This means to carry your cross daily.
因为每天都要做这个事的。
Because you do this every day.
因为事情很多嘛。
There are so many things in the day.
每一件事情来的话，你就要说，哎，不要说我的意思。
When you encounter anything, you will say, not according to my will, but according to God's will.
如果你弟兄说不知道主的意思。
If your husband says, I don't know God's will,
你说我们来祷告。
He said, well, let us pray.
你这样不很好吗？
Then it's wonderful.
自然而然就有机会去祷告。
And that gives you opportunity to pray together.
你也不要勉强他祷告。
You don't have to force him to pray.
你问他你知不知道主的意思。
You just need to ask him, do you know God's will?
十之八九他说不知道。
And more often than not, he will say, I don't know. Then you can say, let's pray. That's wonderful.
天天背起。
Pick up your cross daily.
来跟随。
And follow the Lord.
最后主说啊。
Lastly, the Lord says,
我的轭是容易的。
For my yoke is easy.
我的担是轻的。
And my load is light.
这点很重要。
This is very important.
因为搞了半天，如果这个担子很重的话，我们还是背不起。
And because if at the end the load is still heavy, then we still cannot endure it.
感谢神，他说我的轭是容易的。
Thank the Lord because he said my yoke is easy.
我的担子是轻的。
And my load is light.
在这个旧约和新约圣经里面。
And in the Old and New Testaments.
我们仔细读这个轭的这个问题的时候。
If we study the word yoke.
我们就发现了原来在圣经里面这个牛耕田是两只两只一起。
You will discover that any times when the cow works in the field, it is always two by two.
不管是旧约也好，或新约也好，都让我们看出那个他们是两个牛一个轭。
And whether it's described in Old Testament or New Testament, every time when the cow works in the field, it is always two cows yoke together.
为什么要两只呢？
Why two?
因为两只牛在一起的时候呢，你就可以有一只呢是老练的。
And because when the two is yoked together, one cow can be the more experienced cow.
另外一只呢，可能是比较年轻的那个。
And the other cow is the younger one.
所以这两个牛呢，就同一个轭，放在他们的身上。
And so you place the same yoke on these two cows.
所以这两个牛呢，就开始耕田了。
And the two cows began to work together.
而这个比较年轻的牛呢，就看这个老的牛。
And the younger one will look up to the more experienced cow.
这个老的牛呢就在走，那年轻的牛在旁边就跟着走。
And as the experienced one cow moves forward, the younger one will follow.
这个老的牛转呢，这个小的牛也转。
As the experienced cow make a turn, the younger one will also turn.
这个老的牛它要休息的时候呢，那个年轻的牛呢也跟着他一起休息。
And when the older one needs to rest, the younger cow also has to take a rest.
等到这个老的牛要起来的时候呢，两个牛呢就一起起来。
And when the older Calvin get up from the rest, the younger one also has to rise up.
所以对这个年轻的这个牛来讲。
And so for the younger cow,
这个轭是容易的。
This yoke is easy.
因为他只要跟着这个老的牛就好了。
Because all he has to do is to follow the more experienced cow.
今天这个老的牛啊就是圣灵。
Today, this more experienced cow is the Holy Spirit.
今天神把我们的给我们的轭呢是主的轭。
Today, God has given us his yoke.
是他自己的轭。
It is his yoke.
他和我们呢乃是摆在同一个轭的下面。
And he has placed himself under the same yoke.
如果我们跟着他的 yoke, 他的轭的话。
If we follow his yoke,
每一步每一步他要带领。
He will lead us every step of the way.
无论是发生什么样的事。
No matter what happens in your life,
他就在我们的。
He is next to you.
何等宝贝。
How precious is this thought?
这是何等让我们安息的一件事。
And this is how we find rest.
当我们在这样的一个轭的下面。
When we are under this yoke,
我们就发现这何等的安息。
We discover that this is such a rest.
这是第二个安息。
This is the second rest.
在这个轭的里面是一点都不觉得有重担。
And under this yoke, you will not find the weight of the burden.
当我们不愿意把这个轭放在我们身上。
When we are unwilling to place this yoke upon us,
那是很痛苦的一件事。
Then you will be living in pain.
弟兄姊妹，主的话告诉我们有这两个安息。
And sister, the Lord's word tells us there's two rests.
我们都需要进入这两个安息。
We need to enter both rests.
如果我们当中还有人身上有罪的重担。
If there's still someone among us who still has the burden of sin.
你仍然感觉到那个罪的那个压力在。
And you still feel the pressure of this sin upon you.
或者有的人里面有那个律法的重担。
Or some of us still has the burden of the law.
你常常为自己行不出来感到痛苦。
You often struggle because you cannot do the good you wish to do.
我们要来到主的面前。
Then we need to come before the Lord.
我们要到主的面前说主，我的里面是没有良善。
You need to come before the Lord and say, Lord, there's no goodness in me.
我们要到主的面前说主，我付不起这个债，你替我偿还。
We need to come before the Lord and say, Lord, I cannot pay the debt. Please pay my debt.
这个时间就是现在。
And the time is now.
盼望今天早晨当我们离开这里的时候，
I wish that when we leave this place this morning,
没有一个人是带着那个重担回去的。
That none of us will bring our burden home.
不要把那个重担再带回去。
Don't take your burden home.
把它卸在主的面前。
You need to let down your burden before God.
我们要进入第二个安息。
And then we need to enter into the second rest.
不要在旷野做漂流的基督徒。
Don't live in the wilderness.
我们要进入神的安息。
But enter into his rest.
我们要在神的家里面学习做一个侍奉。
And in his household, we need to learn to be a servant.
学习耶稣的柔和谦卑。
To learn of the gentleness and the humbleness of Jesus Christ.
学习天天背起我们的十字架。
To learn to carry your cross daily.
让基督在我们身上能够显为大。
So that Christ may be manifested in our life.
如果我们愿意的话。
If we are willing,
主就每天来带领我们的生活。
Then the Lord will guide and lead our everyday life.
就像有一个老牛一样在我们的身旁。
He will be like that experienced cow that stand next to us.
成为我们最好的朋友。
He becomes our greatest friend.
带领我们每一天的脚步。
He will lead our every steps.
这是何等的有福。
And this is such a blessing.
你愿意进入这样的一个安息。
Do you want to enter into such rest?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
因为是你在十字架上为我们成功的救恩。
Because on the cross, you have accomplished the salvation for us.
叫我们今天能够享受这样的安息。
That today we may enjoy such rest.
主，早晨我们在
要为我们所有的弟兄姊妹来仰望。
And this morning we pray for all our brothers and sisters.
我们要为在我们中间还没有接受你的，我们来仰望。
We also pray for those who have not yet accepted you.
我们当中有没有人现在身上还有罪的重担
？Do we have any among us who still bear the burden of sin?
有没有人还有律法的重担
？Does anyone still live under the burden of the law?
主，我们求你早晨来呼召我们。
We pray that this morning you will call to our hearts.
让我们说，耶稣我来。
So that we may answer and say, Jesus, I come.
求主呼召。
Lord, call to us.
求主让我们来到。
And cause us to be able to respond to your calling.
我们有救主来呼召我们起来侍奉。
We also ask that you call us to serve you.
呼召我们起来天天背起我们的十字架来跟从。
Call us to carry our cross daily to follow you.
我们感谢我们赞美。
We praise and thank you.
因为你向着我们有何等的恩典。
And because you have such grace prepared for us.
我们这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.